The estimates from the nonpartisan Legislative Fiscal Bureau would leave the state with a $2.5 billion balance at the end of the two-year budget next year. Wisconsin Policy Forum President Jason Stein says the numbers represent a significant uptick in revenue, particularly from corporate and income taxes.
It's not completely unexpected, this announcement, but it is impressive.
Governor Tony Evers called the announcement great news for his 2026 agenda, which includes spending more than $1 billion to reduce property taxes. Republicans urged caution, saying the tax growth was largely driven by a strong stock market. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.